All right, it's Josh Culler here, host of the REI Marketing Weekly, and man, am I excited to announce to you guys a brand new book that is actually coming out very soon. It is available for pre-order right now. It's called the REI Marketing Book. It is literally just a collaboration full of nuggets from 50 of the top real estate investors in the country. It is 100% geared towards helping you with your marketing and your real estate investing business. And how do you get a hold of it? Well, you can simply go to reimarketingbook.com to get a hold of that. Right now, it is available for pre-order and should be published within the next couple of months. So make sure you go grab your copy. We've spent a lot of man hours putting this book together for you guys that is just jam-packed full of nuggets and bits of information about how these guys run their marketing in the real estate investing business. So make sure not to miss out on that. Now let's go ahead and jump into the REI Marketing Weekly for the Who's Crushing It segment. Make sure to take notes and let's make it happen. Welcome back to the REI Marketing Weekly. It's your host, Josh Culler with Culler Media and REI.video. And I am super excited to have a wonderful guest on the show. I actually met her at Carrot Camp, which was back in September of 2020, whenever you're listening to this show. But man, she is just an awesome personality and somebody I connected with right off the bat. And we talked for a good amount of time about like a bunch of different things. And so I've been excited to have her on the show. We've had her scheduled for a couple months here, but she's also a part of another mastermind that we're in, Investor Fuel. And way back when, I don't even remember when it was, but she had posted some SEO tips for real estate investors in this group. And I read every single one of them. I'm like, man, this is incredible stuff. And then a few weeks later, that's when we met at Carrot Camp. And then you talked about it even more at Carrot Camp. And I was like, all right, I got to get this gal on the show here. So Christina Kulak, how are you doing? Coming out of Arizona, sunny Arizona. You just made the move over there from California. So
yeah,
how are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me on the show. It's a pleasure to be here.
Awesome. So I'm excited to have her on the show. You guys are going to enjoy this episode here, not just because of the SEO tips, but Christina is just a great person individually. And I'll give her a shot to be able to introduce herself in just a second. But before we jump into it, guys, if you haven't already, make sure you have subscribed to the show. Go check out REI.video, platform where you can shoot your own video content. And maybe we'll talk about this a little bit, Christina, video content and how that plays in the SEO. But that's a little shameless plug there. But we're going to talk about that. But REI.video, place where you can shoot your own video content, whether it's on your phone, camera, Zoom, whatever it is. Submit that to the platform, fill out a little bit of a order form. And then what we're going to do is we're going to do all the heavy lifting for you, the editing, the production, and all of it. So you don't have to do anything but shoot the video, upload it, and we'll get it back to you in 48 hours with unlimited revision. So you get the exact video you're looking for. So make sure you go check that out. And then last but not least, the REI Marketing Book is going to be coming out very soon. We don't have an official release date, but you can pre-order it. So go to reimarketingbook.com. You'll be able to get your hands on that. Pay, I think it's $4.97 for the shipping. This is a book funnel that I'm putting you guys into. So this is a marketing podcast. So you guys, there's like I'm not pulling the wool over your eyes or anything. This is a marketing technique. So I'm going to be putting you in my funnel and remarketing to you later. But the book does have tremendous value in it. It's going to be like 150 pages long, just jam-packed full of 50 of the top real estate investors in the country talking about how they do their marketing. So make sure you go get that, reimarketingbook.com. All right, let's go ahead and jump into the show. Christina, man, I'm excited to have you on the show here. I want you to do us a favor and introduce yourself for the people who don't know who you are. Just a little bit of the background of, you know, your experience in real estate, where you're at today, what you're working on, and just kind of the origin story of how you've become who you are today.
Yeah, great. Well, my name is Christine Ortega. I am out of Gilbert, Arizona right now, but I actually just moved here. I've been here for almost 2 months. I'm an Arizonan, born and raised, but for the last 5 years, I was in LA and primarily wholesaling out there. So I've just only recently made the transition back here. And it's been really interesting, as I was telling you a little bit before the show, is just transitioning to doing fully virtual and, having a structure or my business structures in place for going on appointments in LA. And it's kind of cool because removing myself from those appointments has actually made our closing ratio go up, which is really exciting. So it's a prime example of sometimes you got to remove yourself to, you know, to get better results. So that's been really exciting. In LA, I was primarily wholesaling. I did like 2 flips while I was there. Didn't love that, but now we're really trying to get into to building a rental portfolio. So that was one of the huge factors driving us back here to Phoenix. So that's really exciting. We're starting to get into more like creative financing strategies and buying houses like subject to and with seller finance. So that's been really, really exciting the last few months. So
sure, absolutely. And so like what markets are you primarily doing deals in now? Is it Arizona and still in California? Just open that up a little bit.
Yes. So actually primarily still LA. My main lead generating source is SEO. I was doing some cold calling. I actually shifted from my cold calling in California to Arizona, but Arizona is just way too saturated.
It's so saturated. Yeah. Oh my. I personally know like probably 20 investors in Arizona and I'm far away from there. So
exactly. And all of them, I mean, and this is like Guru Central. You got just like all of the, I mean, Mr. TTP himself, Brent Daniels is here and, you know, Pace Morby and he, you know, and his troops of just people. So it's so saturated. You know, just like listening to my cold callers calls between California and Arizona is just insane. Like people, as soon as they're picking up in Arizona, don't call me. I don't want to sell my house. Like they don't have to say anything.
They've already been hit. They've already been hit multiple times.
Yeah. So I dialed that back real quick and really my main focus is SEO. I have some mailers going, doing some PPC too, but SEO is still my number one. So I'm in the process of building out Arizona, my Arizona SEO. And it's been actually pretty exciting. I mean, I've been doing that for about 2 months now. And for some pretty big keywords, I'm on page one. So that's
wow. Exciting. Okay. So one of the questions I was going to ask you, and maybe we could still hit on this, but a big reason why most real estate investors won't do SEO is because it takes time to get some traction with it. Right. So it takes a lot of time, but you just said you're in one of the most saturated markets and some of the keywords you're already on the first page. So I'm curious, like how, maybe not opening up the black box, but how did you get there?
Because I'm using the domain from that I've already aged and have been, it's the same domain. So my website is mrspropertysolutions.com. And when I started that probably 3 years ago, it's just all LA. Yeah. And now I'm building it out for California. Mm. I have another website too, that I've built out for multiple states. And that one's taking longer. But see, with this Mrs. Property Solutions one, I've already, you know, it has a pretty good domain authority. And so once you do build that up, then it becomes easier to tap into these other markets a lot quicker than building a website from scratch.
Yeah. So that makes a lot of sense. So, the people that are listening to the show aren't necessarily like marketing gurus. They're not super knowledgeable in marketing. Most of the people are bootstrapping and doing their own marketing, but also doing the deals as well. So for the people that don't really know what domain authority means, can you go into that just a little bit? I know this is probably, you know, a little bit, on the dummy side for SEO, but this is something that's extremely important. I've not really had anybody talk about on the show here. So go into that.
So a domain authority is basically, and there's different measurements for who, like there's Moz, there's Ahrefs, you have SEM Rust, all these different kind of analytics companies that will help you like deep dive and look at all the analytics of a website. They basically give a website a score from 1 to 100, and that domain authority basically gives your website as a whole a rating, and the higher your domain authority, usually the higher your rankings. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of like, It does a deep dive of your website. It looks like all of your backlink profile, all of the content on your page. And it just, it's a rating for how authoritative your website is. And then you could also have like a page authority too. So just because, for instance, my website has, I believe it's like a domain authority, depending where you check, anywhere from like 20 to 30, but then my page authority for my homepage is like 36 or something like that. So it's a lot higher than, and these are for a real estate website, that's pretty average. I mean, if you get like webuyhouses.com, probably one of the biggest ones, they'd have a much higher domain authority of probably like 40 to 50. And then when you're getting into other websites, like let's say Yelp, all these ones that everybody knows, those are going to be like 80s, 90s, all the way up to 100.
Understood. Okay. That makes sense. So then what are some of the biggest things that play into the domain authority? I think the content on your actual website is going to be probably the biggest one. Mm-hmm. But is it like the age of the domain? Is it, you said backlinks, like what all plays into that active real estate investor could, fulfill into their website to build that domain authority?
So definitely the age of your domain. It makes it really, really hard for you to build up a domain authority if your URL or your website is less than a year old. So after it's aged about a year, then it gets easier and easier to build up that authority. But I mean, the main key thing would be backlinks. And that's just other, for anyone who doesn't know what a backlink is, that's essentially another website pointing to your website. So oftentimes, like, let's say if you're reading a news article, it has all the content within it and certain words or phrases are clickable. And then if you click it, sometimes it might take you to another page on that same website, or it could take you to an entirely different website. And when it takes you into an entirely different website, that's a backlink for that other website.
Sure. That makes sense. And guys, this is all stuff that, we could go super deep into, but a lot of it's technical. I would encourage you to, on your own time, do a lot of studying. Just go to Google, what are backlinks? How do you get domain authority with backlinks, and kind of dig into that? I wanted Christina to talk about it a little bit because of understanding how she does it and, being able to rank that high, that quick in such a saturated market is a really big deal. But I wanted you guys to understand how she got there. Like it's taken time, right? It's not that she snapped her fingers and all of a sudden, or she threw a bunch of, change at it and all of a sudden it ranked in on the first page. Like it took time to get there. It wasn't that she all of a sudden, launched her website brand new and then it went that way. And Christina, I think this is a trap that a lot of, and not just real estate investors, but entrepreneurs fall into, is that they try to get results too quickly. Then they resort to things that don't matter to try to get it ranked and, a bunch of other things that can cause, impatience with us. Absolutely. Obviously. So
and just looking at, I mean, with backlinks too, obviously you want as many as possible, but it's really a quality over quantity thing. You can, if you have one really strategic, and you don't want to get backlinks at just any place, right? Google likes to see, if you're a real estate website, you're getting backlinks at all these other real estate related websites as well. You can't just like pick them up anywhere. And it's not always more is better.
Sure, absolutely. And I think a good idea, what was your website? Because I would like for the people listening to be able to go to your website and study and look to see what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's mrspropertysolutions.com. So MRS, like a married woman, no period in it though. mrspropertysolutions with an S at the end .com.
Okay, guys. And we'll have that linked in the description below. But one thing I've always thought would be a good idea for backlinking was linking out to resources. So if you have a website that's dedicated to motivated sellers, maybe have an article that you have put together about your title company, and then link out to the title company's website. Do the same thing for an attorney, for a moving company, for a clean out company, all this stuff. These are all things that you can link out that will help not just from a content perspective on your website to bring value, but also obviously for ranking and backlinks. So I think that'd be a good idea. So We this just got like
be a great backlink for me.
Right, exactly. This right here. Yes, this episode. So everybody's gonna go and click on your website, and then they're gonna link it back to their website. They're gonna piggyback. That's what we call it, right? So we've got just a few more minutes. I want to talk about some other SEO strategies, tips that you would advise on that people do, especially nowadays. I mean, you talked about how you're kind of going a little bit away from cold calling in specific markets due to the saturation and all that stuff. And I know a lot of people are struggling with that because cold calling, text blasting has been such a massive thing that everybody's doing it now. So what do you revert back to? So what are some other SEO tips, strategies that you can advise us on that maybe has worked for you, or even some things that you shouldn't do that don't work?
You know, one of the things that I've really just had really learning within the last few months, you know, even earlier this year, I would have said more content is better. You're writing in a way that Google likes it, right? We want to produce content. So like, oh, I know Google's going to like this. They like long articles. They like keywords, blah, blah, blah. You're doing all this for Google, right? But that's not the point, right? Because the point is the people coming there through Google and what they see and what's causing them to pull the trigger and either
the actual user you're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. Yeah. And so like, and when people come to your website and they see, you know, all this wordiness, nobody has time to read every single word. You're trying to get the gist of it. You're trying to see, is this person credible? Are they actually going to be able to buy my house? And are they going to do what they say they're going to do? Right. And that's who they want to work with. And, you know, there's been times where for me, where I'm just, you know, more content is better so that Google understands what I'm doing, but that's not the point, because Google's not going to sell you their house, right? You always want to keep the end user in mind. And that's actually one of like Google, I know in 2021 here are coming up out with a new, algorithm update that's called, I think they're calling it like user experience. And so they're really wanting to, Google wants to give, the way Google is so successful is they give people what they're looking for, right? They're not just feeding them up some, you know, spammy websites. They're giving them quality content. And that's what Google's always looking for, is quality content. So if you always, I think that's the most important, is getting it, having your user in mind, right? And not just what's going to rank me well, but what's going to convert, right? Because you could be number one on, you know, for any key phrase, but if they're not converting, then what's the point?
Yeah. What's the point in driving the traffic? I love that you brought that up. I think that's incredible because, and a lot of times, like I preach content marketing, and most of it's more video based than written based, but we also do written based. But I tell people all the time, when it comes to your website, you have to treat it like this is the, like literally treat it as this is the product. This is the service that I'm offering, because if you don't look at it that way, then you're going to fall in the trap of trying to put out content and just keep putting out, and none of it actually makes sense. It's not relevant. It's not a good experience, like you say. And I even see Google just completely trashing websites on the search engines that like are horrible, like they're not mobile optimized. Obviously, this is like, guys, if your website's not, we're not even gonna go into that. But like, you know what I'm saying? I'm frustrated with
that. Open a can of worms there.
Yeah, exactly. But there's the point there, is that if your website is not optimized for the user, you're absolutely not going to, you're not going to rank with Google. First of all, you're not going to get leads actually filling out the landing page forms and actually converting. So I think that's huge and a really big deal. And I do preach a lot of like volume content, but guys, that applies more to like social media. And that's more for like, if you're an influencer, if you're marketing to a consumer, quality content is where you're going to shine the most at. So absolutely. I think that's a big deal. So what are some other things that you can recommend? We got a few more minutes. So your top one, what's your top one?
You know, one of the easiest way to get backlinks, so there's all different kinds of backlinks you could get. You could go after like a press release. You can go for one of the things that I think is the easiest when someone's starting out and looking for backlinks is citations. And there's lots of different kinds of companies that you can go to create citations. I've used Yext. I've used Bright Local. Those are two really good ones. And basically just for anyone that doesn't know, a citation is a form of a backlink, and it's basically getting like a business directory listing at, let's say, like yellowpages.com, yelp.com. All of those are technically citations. And why they're really great is because you can get a backlink from a website that's a lot more authoritative than yours. Yeah. So going back to like the domain rating, I mean, for my website, let's say it's a domain rating of 20, that's not very high. So if I'm getting a backlink from somewhere like yelp.com or yellowpages.com, all of these have like domain authorities of 80 or higher. So it gets you some pretty powerful backlinks with minimal effort. And you could buy like these packages where the company is going to go out and create citations for your company at all these places. So they're going to have your business name, your address, your phone number, and your website. And that's what helps Google to see, hey, this is a legitimate business. They have these directories at all these places. It has their address and telephone number. It's the same everywhere. When you're creating citations, that's something that's like the number one thing you want to be really careful about, is that you're giving the exact same directory or listing to every place. And it needs to be, even if it's like 123 Main Street, if you're writing out ST period or ST or street, I know that's, it sounds so like trivial, but it is.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's big. And something on top of that, I think going back to the quality of your content that you have on your website, I think you guys need to build that up first and then go after this. This would be, this is literally like the icing on the cake, this strategy that you just said, because I've seen a lot of people be successful at it, but I've also seen a lot of people do that and then not see any results. And then I go visit their website and it's trash. Like it just, the experience that you get on the website is like, this is a 90s website. Like it's just not user-friendly. I can't find anything on here. So build that up. And then I think like, if you do what she just said here with all of that, like you will crush it in your market, because nobody's talking about this. especially nobody in the real estate investing industry. Nobody's talking about this.
Well, it's so funny too, because I go to these real estate masterminds and, you know, start talking about SEO, and everyone's like, oh, like everyone wants to do it. It's just kind of this like evasive thing. It's they know that, hey, you're going to have to put 6 months in without any results. Exactly. And people, and then I start like talking about backlinks and people kind of like, you could tell they like glaze over, like, just who do you recommend to go to get this from? Because I don't want to do this and I don't want to learn this, which, I mean, it's fair, right? We have a million things to do, but I don't know. I actually, do you remember Keith? At Care Camp, we just geek out on SEO like all day together.
Absolutely. Well, here's the thing I tell people, is that if you are going to complain that you're not getting leads and you're not closing deals, then you can't complain, because you have the options here. They're a little bit more difficult. They're more time consuming. They take a little bit more skill and expertise. They may take a little bit more money, but if you want to close deals and you're complaining about closing deals, then these are the things that you need to do, and stop just continuing to, the answer is not make more cold calls. There's already enough cold calls going out in your market, especially if you're in a primary market. You need to do things differently than what other people are doing in your marketing. And that's the only way you're going to stand out and actually get deals. But it takes more time, takes more effort, takes more skills and expertise, and takes more money. But if you're not willing to do those, then you can't complain. You know what I'm saying? You can't complain about not getting deals. Cause this stuff obviously works. And Christina's in two of the most competitive markets in the country, and this is working for her. So you got to take this for what it's worth. Christina, this has been absolutely incredible. Thank you so much for sharing everything you have. I do have to let you go though. I will have you back again soon, because there's so much more we could dive into and talk about. that I think would be super beneficial to everybody. But I do want to give you the opportunity. We already mentioned your website, and we'll have you say that one more time. But if somebody wanted to connect with you, you know, on a deeper level, and maybe get on a phone call with you, learn more about what you got going on, or even somebody that's in your market that would want to connect, social media, email, phone number, whatever you want to get out, what's the best way for somebody to learn more about what you got going on and connect with you?
I mean, definitely going to my website, mrspropertysolutions.com. I'm on social media. I'm not too active on social media, but Christina Kudlock is my Instagram handle. I'm on Facebook. My email is christina@mrspropertysolutions.com. You can get me on any of those places.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate it. And guys, we'll have all that linked below. So make sure you do connect with her. Just an incredible human being, and has just an insane amount of knowledge and wisdom about not just SEO, but marketing as a whole, because SEO is a niche inside of a niche. That niche is marketing, right? So she's got a lot of expertise in this. So Christina, again, thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciate your time, and we look forward to having
thank you
back
you,
again
Josh.
Soon.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you in at the next mastermind.
Oh yeah, that's in your backyard.
Yeah,
that's right. Here, so. Oh yeah, I will be there. We will see you there. All right, guys, that's going to do it for today's episode. Thank you so much for joining in and listening today. Again, if you haven't already, make sure you have subscribed to the show. If you're on Apple Podcasts, do me a huge favor. Now is the time to go to the homepage of this show. Leave a 5-star review with your feedback. I would much appreciate that. And then make sure you do pre-order the REI marketing book. REIMarketingBook.com is where you can go pick that up. $4.97 for shipping and handling costs, but it is an insane amount of value. The book will be coming out next month. We will have a specific release date here very soon. So make sure you do follow me on Instagram @TheContentNinja to get more of the news and updates for that. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll catch you on the next one. See you later.